Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
County fair in the country sun.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be with you, and it's, I know it's like a pretty much a dream come true for you to be with me, isn't it? My website is www.jbsba.com, and when you get there, you can find lots of stuff, lots of things that I think will benefit you if you're a small business owner or want to be, or if you're a small business employee. I think you'll find some things that will help you as well. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Bill Dewar is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He specializes in helping business owners, small business owners like you and me, attract prospects and make sure that when we find them, that if they can be closed, that we close them. He's our good friend, and he's the president of TEM Associates. And Bill Dewar, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back. Actually, vice president, but I'll take that anyway.
Well, I gave you a promotion.
There you go. Yeah, too bad, I'm sure everybody else would appreciate that, too.
Too bad the money didn't come with it, right?
Well, actually, it does. So neither here nor there. That's okay. I I don't even go by titles. I call myself advisor after my name. Because if I think about it, that's what I have to do for people. And if I don't, then the money won't follow.
So I hear you.
I got rid of the titles and the suits a long time ago. But
and your customers,
the fact of what we do is important.
And your customers don't care what your title is anyway. All they want is service, right?
All they want is to go to the bank a little more often, a lot more money. As long as I do that, they don't care what the hell I call myself.
Right.
But you're my French.
Bill, One of our old buddies, Seth Godin, who hasn't been on the show in a while, but who used to be quite often, has written a new book that's kind of caught your eye, hasn't it?
It really has. It's in fact, it's hard not to catch my eye. I'm looking at a copy of it right now, and Seth has an ability to make things stand out quite a bit. As you probably know, he's got an incredibly good pedigree. He's written a number of books about marketing and selling, and
Wasn't he the first guy who really kind of defined permission marketing?
Well, he wrote the book on permission marketing, so I guess if you want to give him that accolade, he certainly has the rights to brag about it. He did that, and that was probably my first introduction to Seth, and it really just opened my world up to the fact that when you're doing communications and marketing, that if you can do something that sounds like APR, you know, the annual percentage rate, but anticipated, mm-hmm. personalized, and relevant communications, you get invited in not trying to slam your way in or jam your way in. You do an awful lot better in the long run with people. And he came up with that, and he's now got a new book out called Free Prize Inside, which is about two things, really. How do you turn your business, your product, or service into something that he calls a purple cow, something that really stands out? You know, a brown cow business does what it's supposed to do, but it gets lost in the pack. And as I think you once said to me, you know, the only dog in a dog sled team that has a change of scenery is the lead dog. So you might as well get out in front and enjoy it. And that's what a purple cow is. But he also treats another aspect of going out and building a purple cow, which is, you know, you can come up with all the great ideas in the world. It's really not that hard to do if you do it right and you do it smart. But the problem is, in many corporations, if you don't have a way to get someone to become a champion and sell it to and through that corporation, it ends up sitting in your mind and never going and doing anything for you, the marketplace, or your company. So he talks to both ends of that issue in a very insightful way, as most of his books always are. And the packaging on it is it comes in a cereal box, and hence the free prize inside. He does make things jump out. You do have to help. You can't help but take notice of them. And this latest book just came out this week, and I was one of the advanced people who had a chance to go through it ahead of time. And it's a good read, and it's a lot of good material.
Well, what is the as I understand, the essence of the book is making sure that when you need whatever the boss, whatever the visionary of the company decides that the company should be doing, making sure that the people around you agree with you and that they make that trip with you. Isn't that kind of the essence of it?
You know, I before I'd read the book, I would have probably said, yeah, that sounds pretty much right on. Actually,
and of course, I have not read it.
Well, I understand. That's why I thought I'd make the next clarification comment here. He's actually taking and empowering and asking the people who are not at the top of the head of the company, so to speak, to take a look around them and ask themselves, if you're close to the customer, what are your people telling you they'd like to have changed? They'd like to have that you're not doing. They'd like you to stop doing that you are. They'd like you to do something differently or better than you are. And it's in these areas of what he calls soft innovation rather than, you know, hard innovation, which is R&D and money and labor and resource intensive. Mm-hmm. What are the little things you can do to make something remarkable? And in so doing, he empowers and challenges everybody in the corporation, not just the people who are at the head of it. In fact, they may be running the business so much that they're not in touch as much as we'd all like to think with the people in the street, and that's the person who has that point of contact. Our friend Joanna Brandy would be a person who would say, you know, it's the person who makes the contact and has feet on the street that's going to bring that information into the company. But if that person can't sell it to the company and can't get the company behind it, they're going to lose the opportunity to create a Purple Cow product or service.
Well, and you know, that soft innovation, if my definition would be something makes it really pretty desirable, and that's because typically soft innovation is not expensive, doesn't have to be expensive, and often it's low-hanging fruit that you just didn't see before.
Exactly. And I suppose because it is so close by, we tend to keep looking over the tops of the next hill. But a lot of things are sitting James Conway said, acres of diamonds in your own backyard. I mean, we've got things we just don't think about. And if we're in tune with the customer, they're probably going to tune us into what those things are we should be attending to. And then what Seth says is take it and go to the edge with it. Don't do anything halfway because that doesn't get you out in front of the pack. But if you find something that is an edge, and he talks about edge crafting as opposed to brainstorming. He says brainstorming is another process for almost problem solving. But when you want to come up with innovations, edge crafting, and he talks about that at length in his book also, is another process that really helps you to find these little edges you can take and expand on and go to extremes with and really create something that's outstanding.
Now,
so that's another thing that he gets into, and I would strongly urge a lot of people to get more in tune with that. It's a great concept he's come up with.
You mentioned that he recommended that you go to down into the management levels of your company, and I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break in a few seconds. When we come back, I want you to help us identify who should be asking these questions, who we should be asking these questions of, and then who should be listening to the answers of those questions. We're going to get Bill to tell us about that right after these messages. Bill Doerr, ladies and gentlemen, he's an advisor with TEB Associates out of beautiful Rocky Hill, Connecticut. And it's 20 after. We're going to be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Bill Doerr. And his last name, ladies and gentlemen, if you're Googling him, is D-O-E-R-R. He's an advisor with TEM Associates Incorporated out of Rocky Hill, Connecticut. And Bill, why don't you give us your website, please?
Website is www.TEM, Tango Echo Mary for you military types, associates.com. And if you want to see my fun first page, put /BD,
right,
Bravo Delta, and you will see a little bit of my own history and what I did when I was in school, which is kind of an unusual job.
All right.
Amongst other things, and my aviation exploits.
What do we find when we get to your website?
Well, you're going to find a couple of things. Basically, our mission is, as I said before, to work with companies who are seeking to find ways to help assess and develop their sales force to be the best they can be so the company vision can be realized in as short a possible time as possible. And when you get there, you'll see a bunch of resources about us, but you'll also have an opportunity to take a sales effectiveness quiz, which is both for a manager, and if you have a sales force, you can take it about your sales force, and if you're an individual who has a personal responsibility for selling, you can take it for yourself. It's self-scoring. And we provide you with an online report from that. And it'll tell you some strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats about your selling effectiveness.
And those are on the front page and they're free?
If you go to any of the pages, you'll see a little button that says, want to test your sales effectiveness? You click on that, it'll take you right to the page.
All right. I appreciate that. Folks, check that out. And that's TEMAssociates.com.
That's correct.
Okay, TEMAssociates.com. Check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Okay, Bill, let's get back to my questions. Who do we?
Okay, sir.
What level of the company do we ask these questions? Should be asking these questions? Who should we be asking them of, and who should be listening to the answers?
Okay, well, I'm going to say the obvious answers is anybody who wants to be a stakeholder in the company, and for that reason, I don't want to try and say it should be of a certain level or a certain function. Anybody, you know, if you're in the proverbial mailroom and you're seeing an opportunity to make a process better that could cause people to say good things about it, you need to take on that personal responsibility. And I know most of the people who are listening have decided to step up to that plate for themselves, whether they did it with another company or they've started their own. But it's the person who is awake to the opportunity of being an entrepreneur, whether you're an intrapreneur.
So give anybody in the organization.
Anybody. Because
empower anybody in the organization to ask. And I want you to give us an example of what the question might sound like.
What can I see is needed that will cause people that we're working with to be walking, talking billboards about us? You know, the whole premise behind a purple cow is to have something that's so remarkable that people make remarks, and then you mm-hmm. generate word of mouth. And as we all know, the potency of a personal recommendation without any other agenda to it tells you something about that service. You know, we had an example of a coffee maker that came into our place. You know, these new things that, you know, you put a little thing in and you hit a button and makes individual cups of coffee.
Right,
and half the fun is watching how it makes this cup of coffee. We got guys who are in our office now that don't even drink coffee. We see them making cups. We go, what the hell are you doing? Oh, well, I just love making coffee. Now, it's the fun part is something that you could have made coffee any number of ways. They found ways to make it remarkable, and now people are talking about buying one for their homes, and this company is starting to really move a lot of these machines out. So it's just looking for little things that you could be doing but you haven't done, and somebody out there in the marketplace is going to pay you well for thinking that way.
But the key is to empower your people to be thinking like that and to be prepared to identify these things and bring them back to the hive, so to speak.
Exactly.
Because one of the coolest things for any manager, any business owner, is when one of their folks come in and say, you know what, I just noticed something, or I thought of something, or I just figured something out. I mean, that's a wonderful time in the life of a small business.
That is a moment of opportunity, and here's the other but. I hate to put buts, but you know what that means, always negates what you just said. But in many cases, if you don't know how to come back to the hive, so to speak, and say, guess what I just discovered that we could be doing, if you don't do that effectively, you're going to have that idea shot to you-know-what in the handbasket faster than you can ever think. So you have to also be prepared to not only see the opportunities, but you have to learn how to sell it to and through the corporation that has to make it happen. Because nobody, unless you're a one-man band, and some people like that, and that's why we start small businesses. But if you're still working within a larger organization, you probably have to start thinking very seriously about what's in it for each party that's in the process I have to involve here, for them to see what's in it for them to help me. Because they won't do it for my reasons. They're going to do it for their reasons. So you have to put on your prospects, look at the world through the other people's eyes, and say, what's in it for you to help me get this thing to happen? And he's got a really good little triangle concept. It's like a fulcrum in it. He said, you have to ask yourself the question from the person who you're going to ask help from, is this something that's doable? Is it something that's worth doing from my perspective? And are you the person that I can see making this happen? Are you going to be the champion? And he makes a good point. He says, sometimes we bite off more than we can chew, or we don't have a great track record, and somebody says to themselves, I'm glad you brought this to my attention. It looks like a great idea. I can certainly see why it would benefit me, but you know what? You haven't been able to make coffee. How the heck are you going to make this project come off?
Bill, I got to stop you. Thank you for your time today. I want you to get you back real soon and talk about Salesforce development. I know that's on your mind, too. And we'll
definitely
appreciate you.
Do that, my friend.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Dewar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day Quick break. I'll be right back. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.